Bridges are a vital part of transportation, but they're in need of replacement. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adirad Azizanamini, professor and chair of accelerated bridge construction at Florida International University, examines three repair models.
It is something many of us have to do to get to work or school every day. Drive over a bridge. What most don't realize is that the majority of the country's bridges were built before the 1970s and were designed for a 50-year lifespan. With increasing deterioration and bridges designed to carry much less traffic than they currently do, we are facing a crisis. There are more than 607,000 bridges in the U.S. and about 25% of them need to either be repaired or completely replaced. Yet, these repairs are often put off as long as possible because they are costly and have an economic impact on the surrounding communities. We have spent the last 20 years researching accelerated bridge construction, and with today's methods, bridges can be repaired or even replaced in as little as few days. There are three repair methods gaining popularity in the U.S. The first uses a self-propelled modular transporter to bring in a bridge that is built nearby and then installed once the old bridge is demolished. The second method is the slide-in. It involves building a bridge alongside the old one. The old bridge is torn down, and the new one simply slides in. The third option is the modular approach, which is the most popular method. This method requires making components of the bridge off-site in sections, and then the sections are brought to the bridge site to replace the existing structure. These techniques allow bridges to be replaced or retrofitted safely, quickly, and efficiently. With more than 200 million trips taken daily on nation's deficient bridges, accelerated bridge construction is a necessary paradigm shift for bridge repair.
That was Adirad Azizanamini of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.